Good afternoon and welcome to Extension Connection, your connection to Missouri's land-grant-based research institutions. University Extension is a statewide outreach program of the University of Missouri system. This is Janet Hackert, Regional Nutrition Specialist with today's program. With gardens finally taking off, now is a good time to look ahead to the harvest and think about food preservation. The first step is to get the dial gauge of a pressure canner tested before it's needed and to brush up on safe canning techniques. Any low-acid foods, like vegetables, meats, and some tomato products, need to be canned under pressure in order to reach the temperatures required to destroy the disease-causing microorganisms that could be present. If a pressure gauge is not accurate, it could create an environment inside the canning jar that's not only unsafe, but it's instead the perfect breeding ground for growing the pathogens. The contamination cannot be seen, smelled, or tested, so it's wisest to preserve it safely in the first place. Gauge testing is being offered at local farmers markets in June. I'll be on site to inspect canners, test gauges, and to answer questions. I'll be at the King City Farmers Market on June 14th, that's a Wednesday, from 3 to 7 p.m. This market is located at the King City Park Shelter House. I'll also be at the Bethany Farmers Market on Saturday, June 17th, from 7:30 to noon. The Bethany Market is held in the BTC parking lot on Highway 136, just west of exit 92 of I-35. Testing at farmers markets will be done free of charge. Pressure canner gauges can also be tested throughout the Northwest region in county extension offices. The test is either free or costs a dollar per gauge. For a list of locations, go to extension.missouri.edu/nwregion and click on the county nearest you. The test is quick and easy, taking only about 10 minutes. The gauge itself, or the gauge in the lid, is what's needed. The rest of the canner will also be inspected if it's brought in. Weighted gauge don't need to be tested or inspected, since they stay accurate as long as they remain intact. It's the spring in the dial gauge that can get worn out or stuck, and so needs to be tested annually. Also available in MU Extension offices are publications explaining everything from how to get started canning, and step-by-step instructions on how to use a pressure and or boiling water canner, to specifics on canning vegetables, fruits, sweet spreads, tomato and tomato products, pickles and pickled products, and meat, fish, and poultry. Besides written information about canning, I will be offering hands-on classes. If you would be interested in learning more about pressure canning or other types of food preservation techniques, or to sign up for the classes, you can contact me at 660-425-6434 or hackertj@missouri.edu. Classes are being held this year in Hamilton in June and July and in Albany later in the summer. You can also contact your local extension office for more information. University of Missouri Extension, it's your one-stop source for practical education on almost anything. This is Janet Hackert, Regional Nutrition Specialist, wishing you a great weekend.